Minerals and plants. Research has shown that certain minerals are required by plants for normal growth and development. The soil is the source of these minerals, which are absorbed by the plant with the water from the soil. Even nitrogen, which is a gas in its elemental state, is normally absorbed from the soil as nitrate ions.Some soils are notoriously deficient in micronutrients and are therefore unable to support most plant life. So-called serpentine soils, for example, are deficient in calcium, and only plants able to tolerate low levels of this mineral can survive. In modern agriculture, mineral depletion of soils is a major concern, since harvesting crops interrupts the recycling of nutrients back to the soil.Mineral deficiencies can often be detected by specific symptoms such as chlorosis, loss of chlorophyll resulting in yellow or white leaf tissue, necrosis, isolated dead patches, anthocyanin formation, development of deep red pigmentation of leaves or stem, stunted growth, and development of woody tissue in a herbaceous plant.Soils are most commonly deficient in nitrogen and phosphorus. Nitrogen-deficient plants exhibit many of the symptoms just described. Leaves develop chlorosis, stems are short and slender, and anthocyanin discoloration occurs on stems, petioles, and lower leaf surfaces. Phosphorus-deficient plants are often stunted, with leaves turning a characteristic dark green,often with the accumulation of anthocyanin. Typically, older leaves are affected first as the phosphorus is mobilized to young growing tissue. Iron deficiency is characterized by chlorosis between veins in young leaves. Much of the research on nutrient deficiencies is based on growing plants hydroponically, that is, in soilless liquid nutrient solutions.This technique allows researchers to create solutions that selectively omit certain nutrients and then observe the resulting effects on the plants. Hydroponics has applications beyond basic research, since it facilitates the growing of greenhouse vegetables during winter. Aeroponics, a technique in which plants are suspended and the roots misted with a nutrient solution, is another method for growing plants without soil.While mineral deficiencies can limit the growth of plants, an overabundance of certain minerals can be toxic and can also limit growth. And research continues to focus on developing salt-tolerant varieties of agricultural crops. Research has focused on the toxic effects of heavy metals such as lead, cadmium, mercury, and aluminum. However,Even copper and zinc, which are essential elements, can become toxic in high concentrations. Although most plants cannot survive in these soils, certain plants have the ability to tolerate high levels of these minerals. Scientists have known for some time that certain plants, called hyperaccumulators, can concentrate minerals at levels 100-fold or greater than normal.A survey of known hyperaccumulators identified that 75% of them amassed nickel, cobalt, copper, zinc, manganese, lead, and cadmium or other minerals of choice. Hyperaccumulators run the entire range of the plant world. They may be herbs, shrubs, or trees. Many members of the mustard family, spurge family, legume family, and grass family are top hyperaccumulators.Many are found in tropical and subtropical areas of the world, where accumulation of high concentration of metals may afford some protection against plant-eating insects and microbial pathogens. Only recently have investigators considered using these plants to clean up soil and waste sites that have been contaminated by toxic levels of heavy metals.An environmentally friendly approach known as phytoremediation. This scenario begins with the planting of hyperaccumulating species in the target area, such as an abandoned mine or an irrigation pond contaminated by runoff. Toxic minerals would first be absorbed by roots, but later relocated to stem and leaves. A harvest of the shoots would remove the toxic compounds off-site to be burned or composted to recover the matter for industrial uses. After several years of cultivation and harvest, the site would be restored and at a cost much lower than the price of excavation and reburial. The standard practice for remediation of contaminated soils, for example, in field trials, the plant Alpine Pennycress removed zinc and cadmium from soil near a zinc smelter. An Indian mustard, native to Pakistan and India, has been effective in reducing levels of selenium salts by 50% in contaminated soils.